This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
You check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Got an email the other day. It said, what do you think about this? It was a lesson to, read emails because I didn't read it. I was just going, well, I don't care. I don't have one of those. What do I care? It's just, So, anyway. Then I read it, and then I learned my lesson. So to come in here and to ram home why he sent me this email and everything else, we're joined again by Stephen Stambley. Have we got the guest? He's sending me a text saying, are we still on? He said he heard the intro but can't hear anything else.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. The tantalizing drama of live radio, huh?
Oof.
So, let's talk about the bump stock ban, and not necessarily about the bump stock ban. They shouldn't be banning accessories anyway, but let's talk about your thought on this, shall we? Joining us is attorney Stephen Stambley. Yes, sir.
Sorry, I just usually skip my intro, which I guess I shouldn't, for publicity's sake. But anyways, I've just had some really strange thoughts over the past, couple weeks. I've been following this trial out in D.C. that a couple senators have brought against acting Attorney General Whitaker. Sessions resigned, I think it was around November 7th, and Trump has sidestepped the normal succession of DOJ attorneys as to who would be attorney general and appointed Whitaker. So these senators sued Trump and Whitaker and said basically he doesn't have the authority to appoint Whitaker because the Senate did not advise the consent for Whitaker's appointment, right? You follow me so far?
Do you agree with that?
I mean, I don't know enough about that because that's just not my niche area of law. I mean, it seems like, we've got the appointment.
Sounds valid, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, but I'm not knowledgeable enough to speak intelligently about it, so I won't. I'll let the senators speak for me. So I looked at their brief and I'm like, wow, they make a pretty compelling case. And wait a second. Doesn't the AG have to sign off on any new rule that finalized in the time frame, like say a bump stock rule would be? And I kind of put the two and two together and just asked the question, if Whitaker is eventually nullified or his appointment is found illegal or invalid, would that nullify the bump stock ban? If Whitaker was in fact the one that signed it or will sign it as the purported acting attorney general, and I think it would. Because if he doesn't have the capacity to execute any of the powers of that office, then any action that he took would be null, I would think.
Well, there was some speculation at a time when the birth certificate thing with Obama was a big deal. And the question was asked, he had had a bunch of laws passed and everything else, and the question was asked, would any of the stuff that had happened under his presidency, would that be ruled legitimate? And the prevailing opinion that I heard at the time was no, it would not. And not only that, but it would not be thought of. Everybody was under the impression that Joe Biden would not be the president either.
Yeah, I don't know enough about that. I do know that Obama tried some recess appointments with the National Labor Relations Board.
Right.
And the Supreme Court smacked him down, saying he violated the appointments clause and held a lot of their stuff to be unlawful or invalid. And, you know, that's a really good corollary for this. And I'm not taking a position. I'm just asking the question. I find it an interesting question. Number one, if we go to bump stocks, you know, we still don't have proof from the ATF or the FBI that, you know, their reports of technical examination. Were these the firearms that were actually used in this crime? So, you know, gets us back to the rule. Like, y'all are promulgating a rule that you still haven't laid the foundation for. Yes, I've seen all the videos. You know, I FOIA'd Las Vegas Metro. I've got all the videos. I've heard them. It sounds like machine gun fire. But they've got the guns, and the ATF still hasn't given me, or the FBI, and I sued the FBI, by the way. They still right. haven't given me the documents showing that, you know, you open up the AR-15, there's not a dais in there or something like that, or a lightning link, or they weren't somehow otherwise modified to be, you know, unlawful machine guns.
So.
So, I mean, there we are. And you know, I don't know what else to say. It's like, you know, just answer. It's a really simple question. Y'all had to have examined the weapons. I mean, it's the, quote, largest mass shooting the United States has ever seen. You had to have examined the weapons.
Where are they? Where are the weapons, though?
Well, my understanding, and I mean, I don't know if it's true because, I mean, I haven't seen them, is that the ATF has them because the FBI kept them for a number of months after the shooting and then turned them over to the FBI. And the ATF did provide me with a number of documents. I want to say probably 8,000 or so pages of documents so far. Some are responsive to the bump stock issue. Some are responsive to the Gabby Giffords FOIA about Second Amendment groups influencing the Trump administration or ATF rulemaking policy and that Ronald Turk memo when Trump right. was inaugurated. And so, I mean, a lot of it's just kind of fluff and nothing that I really care about. But they have one slide in there that's really relevant. It said ATF, this is in one of their PowerPoint presentations, ATF personnel were not allowed to inspect the rifles. And what they did was they just documented them by simply looking at them and saying, it doesn't appear to have been, you know, like a third hole drill, right? You know, to put some type of modification in there. But they weren't allowed to physically inspect the rifles. I would suspect, though, since they've had the weapons since April of this year or maybe perhaps May of this year, that, you know, that's sufficient time for them to inspect the weapons and produce a report.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's too much to ask when you're banning something that the agency has legitimized for over 10 years. I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, I don't think so either. But the thing with gun control is they're always looking for a reason to seek more gun control.
Right.
Which bump stocks are not. Unless this is a first, what they deem to be, well, this is a first step we can do to condition them to seeing things get banned for guns.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people don't like bump stocks because they don't work well.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of the thing. It's like, well, they make it sound like a machine gun. Well, you know, when it works, I mean, it's just rapid fire. You know, everyone quotes back to Jerry Michalak. I mean, that guy can shoot faster probably than a machine gun can actually shoot. And, you know, if he's out there on the range with his AR-15, you know, with no modifications, and I'm out there with no modifications, you're going to hear a distinct difference in how fast he shoots versus how fast I can shoot.
Yeah, they're going to think he's got an automatic weapon, unless they know it's Jerry Michalak anyway. Coming up on the first break, we're discussing some legal shenanigans going on, and then we got some other stuff coming up, but I'm discussing this with attorney Stephen Stambolia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Got a gun coming to, we'll be evaluating that very soon. Joining me again is attorney Stephen Stambolia. We're talking about the what if. With the acting Attorney General Whitaker, he's labeled as an interim Attorney General, or?
I've just seen him as the acting Attorney General. I haven't seen anything in the past day or so because I've been busy with other work. But
right.
My understanding, I mean, he's been labeled as acting. The lawsuit that the senators filed labeled him as purported acting, which I thought was funny. But, yes, acting is what I've seen in reference to.
So are they saying that that the president says he's the acting Attorney General, but in reality he isn't, or something? Or
when yeah, they say pretty purported? Much. Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, there's a Supreme Court case, and I'm not good with the case names. I forget what the case is. It's a Second Amendment case, and this firm came in and filed a motion to substitute Rod Rosenstein, who is the, would have been the second in command under, Sessions, and who should have been, you know, the next in line when Sessions resigned or retired or, well, resigned actually.
Right.
Or if you're fired, whatever Trump told him. And they filed a motion to substitute and just went through this massive amount of history, you know, quite remarkable, the history around the Appointments Clause. I mean, I don't ever deal with that stuff, so I'm not really knowledgeable about it. But, you know, I've read enough of this now to kind of start formulating my opinions on it. And I guess, you know, for them, I'm like, why does it even matter if it's, you know, acting Attorney General Whitaker or Rod Rosenstein? I mean, this guy's challenging a law under the Second Amendment. Whitaker's not actually going to be the one defending it. But in the bump stock case, Whitaker's actually going to be the one signing the regulation. He's going to be using the power of the Attorney General to promulgate or to make that rule go into effect, so to speak.
So with an interim, is the Department of Justice just supposed to run without a chief executive?
I don't think they're supposed to run without a chief executive. I think Rod Rosenstein was supposed to be the chief executive. I think that's the issue here is there's a succession statute or policy or whatever you want to call it that calls for good old Rod to be number two. And that's what the plaintiffs, the senators are saying. And that's what the Supreme Court case, that's what the petitioner was saying in the Supreme Court case in our motion to substitute. I don't think the Supreme Court case really matters. I'm just interested to know if Whitaker gets held to be, you know, invalid, if he even signs the bump stock rule. And, you know, again, we don't have anything. President Trump said a couple weeks ago, you know, we're days away from doing this. And, of course, we don't have anything yet. And then there was this mention of a memo that was released back on December 4th. It was, you know, just about a week ago that this news station, KSTP, had, that they never published, and it was telling people, you know, how they were supposed to turn them in or destroy them. And I
right.
can't seem to find a copy. I mean, strange.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is especially, you know, something like that's got to be going on if you get Mr. Codrey involved in it. I saw his article that where he mentioned you. I guess my question becomes this. As the chief executive of the United States, the president, is he bound by tradition or the status quo, or is there actually a rule out there that says Rosenstein should have been the next one on deck to do that? as far as being the next attorney or the interim attorney general or the acting attorney general or whatever it is?
There's statutory law that says how. Ooh, God, I'm going to show my ignorance here, but I'm going to show it loud and proud.
Sure.
There's statutory law as to how primary officers of the United States are to be appointed, or if they die in office, resign or retire, how they're supposed to be replaced. Whitaker's appointment is none of the ways that it's allowed to be done.
Right.
From what I've read and from what I understand, if I can just couch it like that.
Sure.
But again, we don't have a rule signed yet, so we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they could, you know, he could. I think actually, if I remember correctly, he is appointed this Barr guy, or he's nominated Barr to replace Sessions, and now we got to wait for the advice and consent of the Senate, which, you know. The Republicans run the Senate, so I mean it shouldn't be too big of a deal to get them replaced. And it might take a couple days, and then Barr's the one that signed this, so we're just merely, having some type of academic fantasy here about what if, and none of this really matters. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that's the thing with the whenever the questions are being asked, it is primarily fantasy in a lot of cases. So. I guess we're going to see what we see out of it. I sort of like Whitaker. I mean, I think one of the reasons that he's in place is because he's sort of Trump-like. He does not seem to be, because the first thing they wanted them to do is for him to recuse himself.
Sure.
And he said, well, no, I'm not going to recuse myself, but thanks for thinking of me.
But that right, I mean, that right there, and I mean, this is so far away from the gun, you know, from gun issues for me. It's like, if you're telling me that I don't have the authority to be in my position, number one, right?
Right.
Then what good is it going to do for me to recuse myself? Because you're telling me I already don't have the authority and I can't recuse something that I don't have.
Right, right.
But it's not, and this whole Russia stuff, I mean, it's complete nonsense.
It's a big sham. And I mean, everybody says it. I mean, I like that they keep on going with it because what are they going to do in the next 2 years with the House? Nothing but pursue that. But we're coming up on the break. Now, when we get back, we can keep on going with this, except Stephen has been involved in a few other things that he's got going on, a couple of things I want to ask his opinion on. And so coming up next, we're going to talk about the whole idea coming out of New York State where they're saying they want to go and look at your search and your social media before you may be allowed to buy a gun. For an attorney like Stephen, that becomes a target-rich environment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
When we glass slows down, that was his idea. And honestly, he got killed. And so he doesn't want to own it. And I said, you know what? Rather than us debating who's owning it, I'll take it.
President Trump talking about a partial government shutdown after a meeting he had today with Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Now, when the media was brought in, things were very contentious, but the president says, actually,
I have to say, I thought it was a very good meeting. When you left, when the press left, we had a fairly long meeting, and we really discussed a lot of great subjects.
A terrorism investigation is underway after a deadly mass shooting near a Christmas market in France. At least 2 people were killed and 11 others were hurt. Police are still searching for the gunman, but they have identified him. Stormy Daniels has been ordered to pay almost $300,000 to President Trump for filing a dismissed defamation suit against him, and the Dow was down 53 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Stephen Somerville, attorney at law. He is the co-counsel in the Young case, which will change the United States for a very long time to come, no matter where it goes, no matter, it's going to end up somewhere, and they're not going to like what happens with that one. But there's not anything happening in that all the time, so you find other stuff to do, don't you?
Right. We did actually just, I think this is probably the first case that I've known about where we filed our opposition to their petition for en banc rehearing. Then they asked the court for a reply, and we asked the court for a surreply. Those don't get granted. And they replied, and then we replied to their reply. And so I am unaware of any other court of appeals case where you've had the 2 replies after the petition for en banc rehearing. So
right.
all eyes are on this case, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it with Alan Beck. I mean, we're just, it's just so awesome to represent someone like George Young. And Alan Beck is just a tremendously smart lawyer, and he's done just a tremendous job in this case.
Now, it'll be interesting to see how that ends up, because in the meantime, the anti-gunners are they're getting quite imaginative with some of the things they're trying to do to restrict the Second Amendment. Like now, apparently, within the Second Amendment or within, you know, the Constitution, it's perfectly good to determine whether or not you can exercise a God-given right by looking at your search history and your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's really troubling. I mean, believe it to New York, to, you know, to think of something like that or to try to implement it, because, you know, it comes down to what are they looking for, number one, and then who gets to define, you know, let's just say they're looking for troublesome behavior,
right,
or I can't even think of an example right now, but, you know, Bill Frady is a troublesome guy, and we don't think that he should have a gun. So let's go through his search history, his Facebook, his tweets, whatever else, before we grant him permission to have the firearm, or you could substitute firearm in for right to vote or anything else. But who gets to define all of this stuff?
Well, question is, how many, now, would that be a First Amendment violation?
Absolutely.
Getting out there?
Absolutely implicates the First Amendment, because let me tell you, if I know that some bureaucrat is going to be looking through my tweet history or my Facebook profile, which I've deleted, by the way, to see if I'm, less troublesome and or not troublesome enough to give a gun to, I'm just going to, my First Amendment's going to be chilled. I'm just not going to say anything.
Right.
So absolutely, it's a First Amendment issue as well. And then, you know, we've got a Fourth Amendment. We've got, you know, search and seizure amendment. You know, I shouldn't have to let you look into what my speech is because I'm applying for this, I can't even stand saying it. I'm applying for you to let me have a gun when the Second Amendment perfectly says it shall not be infringed. This feels like an infringement.
Well, it is an infringement, isn't it? I mean, they're violating a bunch of, they're turning it into a conditional privilege, so to speak. And I don't, have you ever looked at the history of this New York City legislator who is proposing this? This guy's got all kinds of anger management issues. He beats up people. He breaks cameras. He hasn't paid a water bill since 1997.
But that shouldn't surprise you, because the majority of these legislators that come out so strongly against something are the perpetrators of whatever they're coming out strongly against. And there was a guy in New Jersey, and God, you know, thank God I can't remember his name, but he was talking about how dangerous stun guns and tasers were. And we did a little bit of digging into his background. It turns out he had some issues with women. And I'm thinking, oh, you don't want a woman to be able to defend herself, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And then it kind of starts making sense, you know?
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think it's projection in where they're saying, well, you know, I know what I'm like, and if they make this okay, I won't be able to be like that anymore. Is it just that simple?
I had a professor in law school, and I won't say the class because it wouldn't be hard to identify him, that told me he didn't think people should have guns readily available because he was at a stop sign and someone blew through the stop sign and almost hit him. And then he told me if he had a gun, he would have shot that person. And I called him and I said, that's projection. I said those exact words. And I said, not everyone has homicidal thoughts like that. I'm
right.
Surprised I passed this class, but I did. But, you know, I think you're right. You think you're right on the mark. They feel that we shouldn't have guns because how they feel, like if they had them, they would absolutely misuse them. And, you know, it's like you and me, we're like, you know, normal, chill guys, right? And so, you know, just because I carry a Glock 19 around, if someone blows through a stop sign, I'm not going to just immediately go after them and blast them, you know? But this guy apparently would. That's kind
well,
of weird, actually.
Yeah. And, well, not really, because they can't control themselves anyway. They cannot control themselves anyway. So it doesn't surprise me that they would get out there. And I don't know where that flaw comes in, that character flaw comes in to where they can't control that urge. I mean, I think to myself all the time, and I'm sure that if I say this out loud, that this guy up in New York will check him out at my radio show, too, and say he has tendencies. You know, there'll be somebody that gets all during the day, there'll be somebody that cuts in front of me. I'll be like, if I didn't have this gun on me, I'd cut them off and beat them half to death.
And you having a gun makes you want to avoid conflict.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%.
I have no choice but to do it. And I can't even get out there and be a tough guy and hand my gun off to my wife and say, well, now you're in for it. Because one, that would be stupid. Because I'm almost 60 years old. My fist fighting days are just about past me.
Mm-hmm.
My winning fist fighting days are definitely past me. So that's not something I'm going to do. And the other part is, that is not, that solves nothing really.
No, it doesn't solve anything.
That kind of violence should only be used when you have no other choice. So I try to stay with that, but,
getting back to the New York, the stuff, I mean, it's like, how do you define what becomes troublesome for the New York authorities for Bill Frey to get his permit or his whatever in New York? And who's going to be looking at this? And if that person just has a bad day, or you don't have enough trigger warnings in your Facebook posts for that special snowflake in New York that's going to read it, and then they misinterpret what you said, because, you know, in social media, I mean, there's no context to it. So, like, you and I can have a conversation where, you know, I say something outlandish, but in the tone that I say or the way I say it, you interpret it how I mean it, like, you know, in jest or in a joke.
Right.
In written form, it completely loses, you know, the entire intonation of everything, so you don't know how it's being said.
Right, right.
That's what a stupid law. I mean, most of these laws that these people come up with are just trying to justify their existence as a legislature. You know, go back to the bump stock stuff. You name me one law that would have prevented that. Pass whatever one law that you want to pass.
None.
There's none. There's none.
We're coming up on the next break. I'm going to point something out to you when we get back. Talking to attorney at law, Stephen Stambolia. When we get back, we're going to talk about El Chapo, too, in addition to the other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Luck and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The genesis to this show at Genesis Communications Network began with my noticing something called Fast and Furious. And in 2010, when I first noticed this, I had no idea who the players were or anything else. I just knew that this was happening under Obama's watch. And the more details I found out about it, the more I realized what this was. And at the same time, I was wondering what was going on the other side of the border. Well, we have El Chapo, the Sinaloa cartel leader, here in the United States now. And my attorney friend, who's with us here now, Stephen Stambolia, he was in New York when they decided to start doing stuff with El Chapo. So, Stephen, what have you found out as far as El Chapo, besides the fact that he wasn't a very nice guy?
Well, the most random thing, I was in Brooklyn for a court case, obviously not connected to El Chapo, and I have never seen security at a courthouse like it was there. Alan Beck was with me, and we dropped off on an Uber and pulled up, and I'm like, good Lord, what is going on here? I mean, it was just more security than you would expect.
Right.
So we walk in and I'm like, what is going on? They're like, oh, there's a, it's a day of mourning. Nothing's going on. I ask someone else and it's like, oh, it's El Chapo's trial, but he's not here today. I'm like, oh, okay. So, well, that explains the security. But I didn't really put it together until I was kind of checking around the docket, just being nosy, and found out that he actually was in trial on the 5th of December. And, there was something fascinating that came out, not on the 5th, but on the 7th. The government filed a motion in limine, which is to limit or prevent certain testimony from being elicited in front of the jury because it might be prejudicial to the government's case. And what they wanted was to exclude any mention of Fast and Furious in the case, even though they have guns recovered that were used in Fast and Furious in the El Chapo universe, whatever, and the government, you know, footnoted. Notably, these weapons were intercepted in the United States before they could be smuggled to Mexico, but they're still going to bring up the weapons in court, but you can't talk about Fast and Furious because, you know, we don't want to prejudice the government's case against El Chapo.
And the judge went with that?
Oh, we don't know yet. I mean, it was just filed on the 7th.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of this stuff is sealed, and obviously I'm in Mississippi and not New York, and I'm not, there's not a lot of reporting about his case, and this trial's been going on for almost 5 weeks, and I've read one story about it, from Vice, I think it was, about this issue. I've read one story about it, and I just find it fascinating that we've got, you know, like the trial of the century going on. The government is literally put in their motion, which I think is hysterical. The government will seek to introduce a trial seized weapons that had been identified by the ATF within the scope of the Fast and Furious operation. But any details about the operation itself are completely irrelevant to the issue. It should be excluded, blah, 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 because we don't want to put the government on trial. Well, I think the government needs to be on trial for Fast and Furious. And there, I mean, but here's the hypocrisy. They charged El Chapo with a number of crimes, you know, distributing cocaine, methamphetamines, you know, whatever drugs, right? Well, I mean, didn't Holder and Hillary Clinton, I mean, she had to have been involved with the State Department with export permits and ITAR, which I've got a lawsuit against State Department. I represent Kent Terry and David Kodria. And Kent Terry's the brother of the Border Patrol agent that was murdered right. with one of the Fast and Furious guns.
Brian
because
Terry.
States should have been involved with granting these export permits to go across the border under the ITAR regulations or the ITAR law. I haven't gotten anything out of them, but I'm in D.C. court on that. So anyway, it's so bizarre. We're charging this dude, he might be a bad dude, with bringing drugs in here. And then we're sending guns over there illegally, and yet no one on our side, Holder, Obama, Hillary Clinton, is being held responsible for this, or anyone at the ATF that decided that this would have been a good idea.
Well, see,
and it's a little hypocritical.
Hillary would have been implicated because she should have been contacting the Mexican judiciary that they were sending guns over there. They never contacted anybody in the Mexican government to say we're sending guns over there.
Well, why don't we extradite her to Mexico then? Let them put her on trial. I mean, those guns have contributed to hundreds of deaths in Mexico.
Well, that's what they claim. I think the number's probably higher. They've been saying 300 deaths since it came to light that this has happened. And I mean, there's still some out there, and I'm sure there's been more deaths as a result of it, and the whole supposition behind this, the reason I think they don't want this to come out is most of these drug cartel members and these drug cartel procurers, if you will, they want military hardware. They don't want the civilian variants. They can, you know. And most of it is, we supply it already, but we sell it to the Mexican government.
8 years and no answers.
Yeah, and you know, they'll kidnap some colonel's daughter or wife or something and say, leave the arms room open and we'll let her go. And then all that stuff vanishes. You know, they've been found with grenades, which they didn't buy those at gunshop. I mean, every time I go in there, I'm looking for new grenades, but they never sell them at any gun shops I go to. So
we've been doing this for 8 years and we have no answers. I've got one case against the Department of State, you know, to try to get some answers for Kent. Trump made Kent a promise that he was going to, you know, release all these Fast and Furious documents that Congress held Holder in contempt for not releasing. Trump could easily remove the presidential privilege that Obama asserted against these documents and release them, and he should. And I'm just a simple simple redneck attorney from Mississippi, right?
Right,
I don't understand how we can go 8 years. We had an ICE agent killed, Jaime Zapata, or I might be mispronouncing his
name. Jaime.
Yeah, okay. And so we've had two of ours killed and, you know, hundreds of Mexican citizens killed. And it's like, we still don't have any answers. And the most we have is some of the, you know, Trey Gowdy putting on a really good dog and pony show. I really do enjoy watching him question witnesses, but nothing's happened. Jason Chase did the same thing. I really enjoy watching him question it, but again, nothing's happened. And it's, you know, it's so incredibly bizarre. You know, appoint a special counsel and give Hillary, Holder, and Obama the Mueller treatment.
If they were to, I mean, they are complicit in murder. They're complicit in murder. And that's just, and the only reason we know about Zapata and Brian Terry is because they were kind enough to leave them behind.
Right.
And, you know, nobody in the ATF is arrested. Nobody in the higher ups, they all got promoted and everything else. But
And that's unfortunately the way it works. You know, it's like we just sweep it under the rug. And I got a document production from State a couple days ago. And it's, you know, a cover letter, dear Mr. Stamblia, here's the documents, and we're, you know, we blah, 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 whatever. And then 400 pages of redacted stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm to the point now where I'm like, stop. I'm not printing it, obviously, because it'd be just a white sheet of paper with a, you know, a B7 or a B6 classification here or there. But it's so completely irrelevant. It's like, did Hillary Clinton... Did someone at State approve these weapons to go over the border? They have to under ITAR. They have to approve them. You have to have some documentation of this. If you didn't, you broke the law. Someone's got to be held accountable.
Gotcha. We're about to run out of time. Thank you for taking the time to join me and bringing some of this stuff to light.
Yeah, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. I'll be feeling better next time we talk. I'm a little peaked right now, so... Thank you, sir. We got hour number 3 inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.